Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Email over to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales at...
That's Procol Harum bringing us back. Whiter shade of pale, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International, BNI.com. Check that out. Also, his blog is Ivan Meisner. That's M-I-S-N-E-R, IvanMeisner.com. Please check out his blog. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Ivan, thanks again for being here. We're talking about referrals. We're talking about the fact that we're standing in the middle of referrals. And whenever I talk to salespeople, I do this for my clients quite often. I'll go into a group of salespeople, and I'm trying to get them off the phone doing cold calls. I'm trying to help them understand that cold calling today is not only unproductive, it's dangerous. I think cold calling actually hurts your brand. It didn't hurt you. It didn't hurt your brand 40 years ago because the guy you were calling on, his people were doing the same thing. But today, if you cold call, I think your brand takes a hit. What do you think?
I think so. And the robocalling is that's even worse.
Yeah.
Where you just have the computers calling somebody until you get a live person, and then it transfers over to a real person. It's almost like nuclear warfare, where one side creates a missile and another side has an anti-missile defense, and the technology has one defense after another. I mean, now my phone system can block robocalls, and I know it's a robocall when my phone rings once, because the phone will ring, and then my technology that I've got will stop the robocall, so it can only ring once. I'm like, okay, I just missed a cold call.
You weren't interrupted, yeah. So the key to this thing is, when you and I were getting referrals, Ivan, when we were pups, we didn't have a lot of tools. It was 100% elbow grease and shoe leather. Now we got technology that can help you, right? I mean, LinkedIn, for God's sake.
Yes, but don't you get cold called on LinkedIn? I do.
Well, I guess I do. But my point is this. If I see a company out there I think I want to do business with, I find out who the decision maker is. It's John Willingham, let's say. Then I'm gonna go see if he's on LinkedIn and see if there's anybody, if I can find anybody who might know who this person is, who can give me.
One step further, find that person and ask them if they would introduce you.
That's right. But then I find out. I say, wait a minute. My neighbor's named Willingham. Why don't I ask him who he knows, if he's his brother or something? I mean, I tell people, wouldn't you feel stupid if you burned a call and you found out that the person you were trying to get to had the same name as your neighbor, but you didn't think about it. You didn't do what you said. You were standing in the middle of a referral, and you didn't take advantage of it.
And you're not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
I had once had a BNI member where this accountant would take her clients over to this attorney that she knew to do business because they were in the same building. And she walked over a client to this attorney, and the client was the attorney's cousin. And she was like, you do this kind of law? And he's like, we've known each other for 40 years. You didn't know that? And it's funny when you don't follow the obvious connections like that.
Mm-hmm. What else do we need to know about standing in the middle of referrals?
Well, I think it takes practice. And so there's a few things that you want to do. You want to ask people that you've got a referral relationship with. You want to have a conversation with them. So what are some of the kinds of things that I should be looking for when, and feed them the lines. If they were to say, I don't know, what would they say next that would be an alert to me? To get a referral. If they say, I want, what would be one or two or three alerts to me that would be a referral? It's one of the things that we teach in BNI is we teach people, don't just show up and say, well, I need some business, I need a referral, I'm a printer, I can do any kind of print. What you want to do is you want to say, if you hear someone say they just got engaged, and that that they are putting on a party. When you hear these kinds of phrases, those are referrals for me, and think about me and refer me. And so you want to train people how to listen for referrals. That's the other side of the equation. You don't just listen for them, but you train people how to listen for them. And, of course, you train them how to listen for your referral.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And don't forget, folks, givers gain. And so if you'll spend most of your time referring other people, in time, it will come back to you, won't it, Ivan?
It absolutely will. We now have, BNI now has 8,130 chapters,
wow,
73 countries, and we've passed $11 billion in business for our members.
It works, folks, because Ivan's proven it. Hey, Ivan, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thank you.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. BNI.com and IvanMeisner.com. Check out those websites.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.